you're watching Jordan's Sense of Podcast, and you can actually see me, which is, this is like never again, because you can see me. The reason I want to say you can see me is so I can clean my room at the same time as podcasting, and I am being quiet because my nephew, when was July, like a few months old nephew is here. At least you can see me when I'm standing up. Anyway, well, you can't see me fully, but you know, this is the same microphone I use for when I'm doing live tours and stuff, so bear with this. Well, this is the actual podcast microphone that I always use. Wait, I'm gonna make his look up a bit. There you go. So, whenever we're having a film podcast, we'll record it, like the audio, it goes like, do you want to film a video? And I'm like, no. All the time, but with them lights they flash, so just let you know, I'll change it right now, hold on. There we go, just have to make sure, because, just in case. Anyway, I'm gonna talk about something really quick. So, I don't know if I've announced it yet or anything, but I have a book coming out. It's called Story of My Life, and not to be confused with One Direction. I absolutely love that song now. The story of my life, I take her home, I drive all night, and then she's broken down. The story of my life. Anyway, I don't mean that song. I don't mean the song at all. I have a book called that. I'll show you the art. Hold on. I have the cover and everything made and stuff. I will show you. Okay, I'm showing the screen. So, if you're watching, like, where you can see the actual screen. I don't know how you're going to watch the screen. I think this is just a recorder. The sound goes on Spotify and the audio, the video you can put on YouTube, I don't know. But I'm going to show you the screen. So it's called The Story of My Life, and it starts when I was born. And it explains everything. And at the start, actually, on the very first page, it says, it says, the story of my life, Jordan Murphy, and underneath it says a little message. Because I had an assistant head teacher in primary, her name was Miss Crichton. I also put the pronunciation of her name because it's spelled Crichton, so I put underneath it the pronunciation. And when I left, she retired, and now she's dead, I think. At least I've been told she's died, so I had to start about in love and memory of Karen Creighton. I didn't know her name was Karen. The cat's currently lying on my laptop, and like lies everywhere, and it's just decided, oh, I'll lie on the laptop now. Anyway, we're gonna clean it over, and I have a cat in my bed that makes a lot of noise, and if the cat starts playing with it, it's gonna keep me up all night. So yeah. Oh yeah, if you're watching a video and you see behind me, there's a TV. It's still the TV that I got as a replacement. It's not my actual TV. My actual TV is there. Oh, the cat just got up and moved away. I would turn around and lie back down. Anyway, this morning as well, I woke up at 7. Because I was going to go to school and then I just stayed off. So I sat on my bed. With a blanket on me. So maybe I'll put a blanket on. Also, I uploaded a video to TikTok and you muted the sound. I'll play it with the sound, but like, yeah, yes, I'm gonna show you.
Going to try to do a vlog every day this month.
Dun, 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 dun. Feeling the cloud inside. It's stopping in the palace in the lake. And don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Hey. So yeah. There's that for you. How long can I record on here? Because there's not on the sales mail limit. It always says mail, record your podcast, do a video. Like the software I use. It's always like, oh, do this. Like, you know, record sound for your podcast and the video and everything. And I'm like, okay. Sometimes I like, I go, okay. And then last time I went to film to record even the audio, I went on it and I was like, this is going to take too much work, so I'm not doing it. By the way, I have to keep readjusting the mic because I don't know what's up with it recently, but it keeps falling all over the place, so I keep trying to fix that. I think I've just got really tall, so I have to like either slouch down or have the mic really high, or stand the mic, stand on something, and I haven't really got anything around me I can stand it on right now other than the bed, and I'm not putting it on the bed. So yeah. Diamond lights are really aesthetic, but like, they go right the way around my door frame. Well, they go up and then across. They don't go back down because there's not enough room. And yeah, oh, yeah, what else do I want to talk about? See, this I spoke about this in the last podcast. You have not talked about CZ Torhan, and then, you know what I mean? Can you pause this? Because I don't want to, if I have to stop or anything, I don't want to just press stop, I want to pause. What do you do there? Anyway, so I don't know how this is gonna work. I might re-record all this. I don't know. If you hear this, then yeah. But I have a book coming out, and I'm really excited. Oh, and on if you go on TikTok and go on Sounds, there's an ad for Megan McKenna. This, and for those of you who don't know, I went to watch Blue and Megan McKenna was on the Axon before, so I heard this before it was trending on TikTok and stuff. All I ever wanted is this. And just a little sample of the song. If you want to listen to the whole thing, do go listen to it because it is a really good song. If I scroll down through my favourites as well, I have Cassie Jackson as well. I have this song.
Bathroom, my eye, toxic boy, looking for everyone's eyes. Mr. Gucci, Balenciaga, and it's just so fucking classic that I'm the bad guy. You're the drama. Fame looks good on you.
I have three of her songs just together. That's Cassie Jackson. And I don't have any Megan McKenna. But if you go on my playlist on YouTube, my top 40, I have a song from Megan McKenna called Ruin Your Night. Yeah, I don't know if you can listen to that on TikTok. Wait, let's see if I can find that on TikTok. I feel like if you cannot play Ruin Your Night. No, I hate about night. I feel like this is just me, so if you don't relate, then yeah. Oh, here it is. That's you can make excuses, you can say what you like. I'm not listening. I've seen all the photos and the red receipts. Just know that in the morning you'll be there to me. So I'm not even sorry if I ruin your night. Ruin your night, yeah. So I think at night is the worst part, because I get like cramps in my legs, for one. If I'm up like really, really, really late sitting in the car or something. And for number two, I get really, really itchy feet. Like, really itchy feet. I don't know what it is, but then when I get in bed, it's fine. But then if I'm up and moving around and stuff, I get really itchy feet. And it's horrible. And right now I have really itchy feet. Is it TMI? Yeah. But like, you know, Right now, I have really itchy feet. Also, I saw this thing, and it was like, don't put your console on the side. I saw for PS5s, but I have to, like, the PS5's the newest PS5. I have the newest Xbox. Well, what came first? Yes, or the X? The Xbox One. Well, if it's the Xbox One came first. But then the Xbox One. I mean, the Xbox Series S or the Xbox Series X, which one came first? But anyway, I think I have the newest one. Because, yeah. So I was like, I'm not gonna put that on its side, even though now, like with my Xbox, because like that much newer, everything that was wrong with all the other, like the first generation of the Series S and stuff, is fixed. So I could put that on its side, but just, I don't want to. I feel like, I don't know, I haven't played it for like an hour or 2 hours yet, since it's been lying down. I mean, like I don't think at any point in time I've used it for 2 hours. For that period of time, because mostly I mostly, everyone knows this, with an Xbox I mostly use it on the weekend. I don't use it during the week because I'm in school, and when I get home I want to do, you know what I mean, like I feel like when I get home I have to do other stuff than just go on phones and stuff, because I feel like after school you want to spend all your time doing something that like actually is, you know, creative and does stuff to your life and stuff. You don't be on your phone doing nothing, because then your weekend goes past really fast and you're like, oh my god, I've done nothing this weekend. That's why I'm doing my room today, because it's Friday, and then tomorrow I'll go out somewhere, go to my nan's or something with the baby, because oh my god, Thomas, I don't know, I forget all these reasons, but he started, if you put your hands out to him and he wants to come with you, he'll put his hands out to you to come with you. If not, he'll put his hand on some tail and hug the person that he's with. And it's so cute. And he's knows how to use his walker. He's been going forward and backwards on it and everything. It's so cute. But he didn't want to come to me at first, but then he wanted to come to me, and he wouldn't go to anyone else other than me. He didn't even want me to put him down. But I think either way, when he comes, or like, you know, when he comes or anything, whatever he wants to hold or grab onto, I let him. Like, if he wanted to hold the cat, I would let him. Obviously, it'd help. Because when he had my phone, I was helping him, I was holding it. But if he, like, and if he had the cat, I'd help him, I'd hold it. But he loves the cat. He was watching the cat move. He was watching the cat every single place the cat went. When the cat was looking for food and everything, he was right there next to it. Some of my cats and food, I need to go get the litter tray, but I'm going to finish my podcast first, and then I'll go down and get the litter tray, and then I'll come back up and with the food, I'll bring up food and water for it and things, and I'm going to finish my room first. So, yeah. On that note, let's start cleaning the room after talk. But he's so cute though. And I put him in his walker. No, I stood him on the floor, because, you know, he's getting to one, and I know babies that are walking at one, and I was like, oh my god, wouldn't it be so cool? Oh, just ripped a piece of wall off. That little piece of wall there. I wonder if that's white. Oh yeah, the thing about my paint, you already know that my paint's all peeling off, don't you? Next to the door, behind me, now there, there. All up there, you can actually see it behind me up there. Basically, what we're doing is waiting for me. I'm getting a new door. Well, some doors are getting replaced. I don't know why. So my door's getting replaced. The bathroom door's getting replaced. And I don't have the cupboard next to my room, because I've been like, when you go out, the door behind my door is. Yeah, I'm just walking. Washing and everything. Oh, I'll be back now. I'm just gonna walk the door and shut it. So you'll still see me until I get to there. offer me aftershave. What am I doing? I'm just standing here looking at my Xbox. Oh, I'm in the long clock on my Xbox and it's ahead of time. Like, I just stretched and I'm jealous. Because it's going to sleep. Oh, when I get into bed, if it's in the same... It's sleeping in my room, by the way. Because babies and cats don't mix. Because babies have milk inside them, and cats like milk. So the cat would try and sit on them and stuff and suffocate them. So you have to keep babies away from you have to keep babies away from cats. And also you keep babies away from pregnant women, because, like, the lactating and stuff. Is that what it means? But they're, like, creating the baby's milk in the breasts and stuff. Yeah. They keep cats away from them also. Or I think horses are not just not allowed by cats in general, but, you know, we can just make up that thing to make it make more sense. I feel like I can make things up to make it make more sense. Anyway, did I finish about the Xbox? Anyway, so the Xbox. I saw a thing about PlayStation, so it was like, they can't cool. The cooler mechanism's, like, broke. It doesn't work properly if it's on its side. So, I have a table. I got this table, like, the other week. And at first, it was the other side of the corner. And I was like, I'll put my Xbox on it. The real reason is because I plugged my fire stick into it, and the fire stick was too small. So the wire was bending. So I was like, oh, I'll just put my table here. And it hasn't even got that HDMI plugged into it. Right now, the Xbox, the HDMI is going down there. Because I have a really, really long HDMI. That's something I love, like, the really, really long wires. Because the HDMI starts there and ends there. And it goes right around. And I have lights around the door, and it's plugged in behind there. And you go right away over there. That's loads. Did the lights use on my Christmas tree, by the way? So if you notice the wire that doesn't have lights on, and it's, it just turns into lights. It went up the tree. And then came back down the tree with lights on, and then was also tucked down the tree and everything. The tree is where you can see it. It's slammed back there. I feel like the podcast is like when I filmed a video for it. It's like showing people around my room, like showing like friends that have never been here around my room, and like points out every detail. Like, this is my Christmas tree, and there's that. We're trying to get Sadie to come around. We're cleaning my room so Sadie can come around. That's why. Oh yeah, so in the podcast, I feel like everyone knows now, so this is going to come as a shock. I like Sadie, and I love Sadie, I love her so much. I always put on Instagram how much I love her and stuff. I was about to say, do not look at my feet, because I have really itchy feet. And yeah, do not look. If they pop up or anything, don't look, because I'll probably forget. Safety pop up or anything, just don't look. Look at my face, not me shooting, not my face. Oh, I'm standing as well. I'm standing like a people news presenter, like, oh no, like, no model. Talking to a microphone and everything. Anyway, so yeah, we're trying to get Sadie to come to have dinner with us. And my mum's raising it so she can be the future daughter in law or something. Because she's never met Sadie, she knows about Sadie because I talk about Sadie all the time. Like, when we can press any button and it'll beep. Even what the hell? On the thing I can press any button and it'll beep. I hate them TVs where you can press. If I walk into my sister's room right now, because if I'm not, because she's in there. If I walked into her room right now and went to the TV that's on their wall, because she has a new TV, I set it up for her. She got it for Christmas, I set it up just after Christmas. Because she had to work or something, so I put the TV in the room for her and set it up and everything for when she came back. And the ungrateful little bastard was like, it's not safe because me telly's behind it. And I was like, it is safe, because it is safe, because the TV behind it is pushed right the way back. Literally, if it went anymore, if I pushed it anymore, it would fall down. Because I would have pushed it really hard. But it's steady. Yeah. Should we do TV check and see if it's got worse? Because I'm looking at it and I may as well. Right, hold on. I love how I made that noise even though I didn't have to. This is the TV in question. Oh my god. I just see Roku TV on. I can just see TCL Roku on it. And then on the Fire Stick, it said the TV that it was on was a TCL. I sobbed. Well, I didn't sob. I took a picture of it. No, I took a picture of my Fire Stick saying that it was connected to a TCL TV because it's not. It's connected to a Luxor, which I don't think that's a brand anymore. Anyway. I really need to go buy a new TV. Do you ever say that? I do have to contact Grace and say, if I bring in the broken TV, do I get money off a new TV? Because I can just buy the same telly. I think that's just a good idea. And this remote, I keep pressing to turn off that. It's in on that TV. Reese. Oh my god, it's got worse. Has it got worse? Or is the screen come on? The screen's on. I can see. Well, not everything, but I can see. Oh my god. Oh my god. By the way, where you see red, where you can see red, that's the actual screen that's on. In the bottom corner, if the camera make up purple is purple and not white, you can see the other side. And I can see BBC iPlayer and the Roku channel and YouTube. That's the thing I don't want to do. If I send in this TV, I'll have to recess the defaults from me phone. Because obviously I can't, you know. I may go on contact support for couriers and ask if I bring in a broken TV, if I can get exchange for a working TV, or if I can get money off even. Oh, it's me screensavers, come on. Oh my god. By the way, me screensavers is the iconic walk in the park, because some people have to walk in the park, and I always change it, so like right now I have probably the normal one, but it always changes. Goes like from that one to fall to winter. There's never a Christmas. I didn't see a Christmas one. I saw one with snow, but not Christmas. Like no Christmas trees. I think that one makes it off Christmas. That's just normal. If you look at it, you can see all the houses going past it. But do you reckon I can get money off it? But someone tell me, does anyone here work for couriers? And if I bring in the broken TV, well, you've already seen the broken TV. If I bring in the TV and say, can I get money off for a new TV? Because there's parts in it that still work, the speakers work. Literally. Wait, what was I saying? The speakers still work. There'll be parts, the USBs and HDMIs still work. That's like a lot of money. And especially the speakers, because they're good speakers. So that's like a lot of money. But it'd be like, imagine if you get like 50 quid off. If they say I have 50 quid off, then thank you. That's like, me telly would then cost like 80 quid to get a new one. I was gonna get to the exact same TV, just saying. I'm not gonna. Like, literally, I will go in and get the exact same TV, because I know they have it in stock, because literally when I went last week, they had the TV right there behind me. I did the exact same TV, and it was like in its box and everything. I remember unboxing it and being so happy, and I feel like just getting a new one makes me so happy. So that's gonna be something I get this week. Because the TV behind me, it's good and all, but, you know, it's just not cutting it for me. And I don't like the beeping, and I don't like the fact that it's really loud. Shit myself. It looked like my telly was falling. That, not that one, that one. It looked like it was falling. I've just kneed it and just went. It went from being straight to. My granddad said that. He went, it's not supposed to be lean, it's supposed to be straight. I was like, well, I can't be straight. It's always leaned. Like, it's always, always, always leaned. Like, always, always leaned, right? Never, ever stood straight. Well, it will stand straight and all, but it's always bent, and I've always loved how it bends. because I don't have to look up at it. It like looks down at me instead. You know what I mean? And he went, it's not meant to do that. And I was like, it is. What are you talking about? It is. And when I look at this one, it doesn't tilt. It clicks. Oh, maybe it does tilt. Oh no, you tilt it and it's back. But oh my god. So I think that, and then when I went in, he went, oh, leg's a bit loose. And he went, I explained, because we had to make up a lie, right? I like me enjoy a lie, yeah. We had to make up a lie, and the lie was, I was watching TV, and the screen went off, and then came on green, and then came on with lines on, right? Or something like that. And then the woman went, no. You can tell. She went, it looks like it's been dropped. Looks like it's either been dropped or it's fell. And she even said before that, the legs are a bit wonky, the legs are a bit on tight. And she went, it's either fell or been hit by something or damage, because you can see the impact. And my granddad, when we walked out, went, I didn't see the impact yesterday. And both me and my nan did. So we pointed out to you and everything, we went, there's the impact. And the impact's still there, by the way. And he scrapes on me drawhandle. But I really love these drawhandles. Just saying. I love the handles on it. All my stuff in here. Because they're all exactly the same. Like, but I love the. My old ones were round and with hair. These ones, you just put two fingers in and pull. And they're really nice. And they're like shiny and stuff. And my room is really nice. Ever since it's been redone, I've loved it. The curtains match better than white walls, and you know, the crystal bed, that's what they match, and they still match my mattress. Oh, there's gossip, I'm getting a new mattress, and they're scamming already. So the people were getting off, we've never bought off before, and I've sold this exact mattress for cheaper on Argos, right? And they took £30 from it and said, We haven't sent this mattress or anything. We're holding it. You have to finish paying. And then we'll send it. They charged her £30. By just, I don't know, FIFA bloody going on the website. And looking at it. And they charged her. But she hasn't paid for it. And she hasn't paid for the shipping. Because she got sort of free shipping as well. So she said, oh, leave it. Because, you know, in Argos it's cheaper. With everything, and shipping's free for the next day, so we may as well just get there. And we have, I don't know when we're booked, but my mattress is getting tough soon. So, this mattress on my bed that you're sitting on, like the camera's sitting on, is going to be gone soon. And then when I have podcasts or whatever in this room, you'll be on something else, you'll be on a table or something, and I'll be bloody sleeping somewhere else. We sleep on the couch downstairs, waiting for a mattress to come. And it was never going to come anyway. I can show you the exact mattress we were going to get on Argos. On Argos, it's so much cheaper. And looks really comfy. That's the thing, that's why I need a new mattress, by the way. I've already told you about the spring, haven't I? And it's really getting on my nerves. Look, Argos Home Essentials, it literally looked like this. It was like £90 to £100. There we go. So that's the mattress that I wanna get. I'm gonna show you a picture of this mattress that I have on now. It's a crushed velvet mattress because I had a crushed velvet bed and he came with that and it was like, okay. So there's my sister's old bed. Just look at my sister's old bed. My sister's old mattress, even. Or does she have the same mattress? No, she doesn't. She has a new mattress, I think. Because I think her bed came with it. But anyway, A1 has like white line in between. Mine doesn't. Mine is just full on crushed velvet. And it's a really nice mattress, but it's just really horrible to lie on and stuff. So Okay, I can't find the exact mattress. I'm not gonna show you the wrong one. I'm telling you to imagine it. But I'll be able to send you. I'll put it on Instagram and I got a new mattress. I'll put on a picture of this one and a picture of the other one, but explain why I got a new mattress and everything in like more detail. But basically, just because I had springs digging into me, and I couldn't sleep. And when I went first back to school, I was always knackered because I couldn't sleep at night. Because I was sleeping on springs and they were digging into my chest and everything, and it's not helping now because the spring, I flipped over the mattress and the spring's starting to come through again. I don't want to leave flipping mattresses over every fucking day. So yeah. I'm gonna put the TV back out now because I'm gonna stop if I keep looking at that. I'm gonna clean the TV behind me so you're gonna be able to watch that because. Because basically, here's my explanation. Because it's like really dirty, it hasn't been used in ages. Baby, I can see your halo. It's the risk that I'm taking. I ain't never gonna shut you out. I'm not saying that because of Charlie D'Amelio, by the way. Me and Liv always sing it in our math class, and Miss Cartoon also, so shut up.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me about Miss Cartoon. She bloody targets me for everything. Liv makes noises. Jordan, shut up. She, like, pure. Like, Liv. No, Liv tells me to shut up, by the way. The teacher tells me to shut up. And then Liv is really loud, and she goes, Jordan, we just shut up. We just stop it and shut up. And I go, it's not even me. And she doesn't even care. I wrapped a compass from, Liv wrapped a compass for me from it. So there's my payback. But she's pure horrible to me. And all I do is sit next to Liv. And I'm getting shorter because I sit next to Liv and she let me sit next to Liv. It's not like I just got up and moved. She like said I could. Like, well, I didn't ask her, I moved and then I said, can I sit next to Liv? No. If you couldn't hear that, I said, I have a sandbar falling, so hold on. There we go. My Google's not floating, so we just carry on. As if normal. Right, so, basically, I asked, can I sit next to Liv and all that? And she said, yeah. I think I moved already, I don't know. But she said, yeah, so I can help her. Because that was my reason, I said, I can help her, because she doesn't understand what we're doing. No, I don't, no, well, she... She has a video of this, by the way. She made a sound and Miss Cartoon screamed at me. And then, the next day, this was the other day, Liv was doing the work and it was like overwhelming for her because she kept putting in like the wrong things and stuff. And she shook. Like, she went like that. And Miss Cartoon went, that's discriminating. People with disabilities, that's like discriminate people with epilepsy, and she raised the voice and went, stop it. She went, Liv, stop it. And then Liv went, what? I'm not even doing anything. She went, just stand outside, top outside. And Liv got up and went, I didn't even do anything. And then while this was happening, Abby was at the toilet, and when she came back, no, Abby, that I'm not made to it now. Abby came back and got a bag. And then the teacher came and supported her because she lived walked away, so she got a 5 and got booties and stuff. But it's funny because me and Liv wind each other up now. Well, mostly she posts something about bloody saying one thing in Miss Cartoon's class and I respond to I respond with and then I get the blame for it. You have to add on that part. I could look looking for it. This is what I'm doing. Wait, I'm not going to spray the TV first. Okay, the TV is on. It's not. It's showing great for no reason. Ugh. Oh, bloody hell. The whole TV is going a different colour. Just from me wiping it, it's gone a whole different... It's gone black now. Well, it's just was nice. So it went great. So now it's going black. Showing its true color. Ew. Oh. My God. Hello. Maybe I do have to spray the screen. Because that's disgusting. Ew. Like, my tail doesn't even get that dirty. Well, I wipe it like once a week. But you know. I feel wrong spraying the TV. Do not go in the cracks. But wait, or just streaks coming through. There's no saving them streaks. And my TV never gets streaks on because I go like this. Then I go down and back again. And this TV is just too much to do that. I think the TV is bigger than mine, you know. I think it's 36 inches. But I think it's just because the board looks bigger. Because it might actually be much just the same size. But just because it's taller and it's got a bigger frame. It looks like it's bigger than mine. Yeah. That's what we're going to go with. I'm not going to make a whole hour episode. Because I'm tired. I need to go clean my room. So I'm going to talk about a few more things and then we go. So yeah, make sure you get me book when it comes out. I don't know when it's coming out. I'll let you know when it comes out. It's going to be on Amazon. That's my first book that's been on Amazon. The other one was like on little websites that I didn't trust. And I've even asked if they can send me one. But I think I have to pay for it. So I'm going to get why, because I made the fucking book. Let's see if it's on. So it's called The Story of My Life. Jordan Murphy. Trying to say it. It's, oh my God. Oh my God. It's there. I'm gonna cry. Oh my God. Okay. So this is the story of my life twice, but it looks quite kind of nice. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm gonna cry. Oh. I have a book. Wait, look inside. There's a button. Read. You can read. How many pages can you read? You read the whole thing. I don't want to be able to read the whole thing. I think you can. So that's going to be new. So you don't have to buy it. You can just read it anyway. So it's called The Story of My Life. So, here's where the story starts. Back in 2009. I have to make a whole episode about it. Oh my God, I can send a free sample to people. Oh my God. Oh my God, I'm on Amazon. Oh my God, I'm sending that to Sadie right now. That's like a big deal. I'm selling something. My book is available on Amazon. And I don't know if that's even the only place, but the story. I'm gonna Google it. And see if it comes up. Of My Life. Jordan Murphy. Jordan Murphy, English actor. At the last it isn't Jordan Murphy, that means a book called The Exact Same Thing. It's a thing that says Story of My Life, but it's not. There's a message on the end, Amazon. And see if it comes up. Oh my God. But like, I'm not gonna be on Amazon, you know what I mean? I'm gonna look for pictures. Because I feel like, oh my God. I'm like, shaken. Did I get an email saying it was available to buy? Because I don't think I did. Oh yeah, it did. Congratulations, your book, The Story of My Life, is not available for purchase in the Kindle store. If you republish your book, or your changes will be published based on these timelines. Oh my God. Oh my God. I mean, to put this on Twitter right now. My book just came out, so please go buy it. I'm gonna put a picture of the story of my life. Oh my god. Wait, does that have my address? Does that have my postcode on? You don't know, signed in. Oops. I didn't even like announce the book on YouTube. I'm gonna have to do that right now. And then write another one saying it's ours. I'll be on the floor. I literally can't wait to write another book already. I'm putting the Amazon as me picture, but it's gonna sit so it's just like looking inside and like all that. Anyway, yeah. I'm gonna go. Please go buy my book. You can buy the eBay version and stuff if you want to. Hopefully, I'm hoping one day we'll be able to get it into stores and stuff all around the UK. And yeah, so please make sure you go buy my book. It was published literally today. It says on it. It literally says like, Aston, whatever that means, and the Aston's Bob. And the publisher is Jordan Murphy, which is me, 19th of January 2023. The language is English. File size is 226 KB. Text to speech is enabled, so you can listen to it in speech. Screen reader is supported. Enhanced typesetting is enabled. X-ray is not enabled. I don't know what that means. Wordwise is enabled. Sticky notes on Kindle Scribe. So I don't know what that means. So if you have a Kindle Scribe, you can do stuff with it. I don't know. So I'm absolutely obsessed with the text because the text went like that for me on Thingio. So this first part talks about when I was born with sepsis. The second part is when I started school. The third part is reception. The fourth part is year one. So it goes up in like the years. So it goes like year five. Wait. Oh yeah, so I started one with this story, obviously, starting in year 5, I mean 2, and then I go to 3, and then I go to 4, and then I go to 5, year 6, year 7, year 8, and then after year 6, it turns to dates, it's like April 2020, June 2020, September 2020, January 2021, February 2021, April 2021, May 2021, September 2021. So I skip after October 2021, I skip right to April 2022, then May, then July, I skip June, and then September, and then October, and then November, December, and then I go for it in December, I then go to the 23rd of December, then Christmas Eve, then Christmas Day, and then this month, and then it's just basically all my life. I'm so proud of this book already. I can't believe it's on Amazon. Who thought I'd be on Amazon? I never thought I'd be selling a book on Amazon at all. So yeah, anyway, I'm gonna go and like put this out everywhere that I have a book on Amazon. And yeah, I'll see y'all later.